strong stand against black militants like Rap Brown.
When you who did then courageously slap at irresponsibility acted, you did more for civil rights than you realize. But when white leaders complimented you for your objective, courageous action, you immediately encountered a storm of censure from the Negro community, parts of the Negro community. The criticism was born of a perverted concept of race loyalty and inflamed by the type leader I mentioned earlier is not here today. And you ran.
About 70 of the 100 blacks present at that April meeting felt that Agnew's remarks insulted the whole black community, and they walked out. Last night, many of those same Negro leaders held a meeting in which they announced formation of a committee to work against the election of Nixon and Agnew on the basis that Agnew is no friend to the black man.
Most of us were surprised to learn of his nomination, since just a cursory review of his political record would reveal him lacking in those attributes which are generally regarded as being essential for the offices of much less stature than the vice presidency.
Today, in an interview with CBS newsman Ben Silver, James Farmer, the former national director of CORE, added his voice to charges that Agnew is a racist.
I think many of the policies and utterances of Governor Agnew may be considered racist. For example, he speaks of law and order without teaming it up with justice, and that is in itself racist. He speaks of shooting looters, and that would place property values above human life, and that, I think, in the American context is also racist. So I would agree that many of the policies of Governor Agnew are racist.
Agnew is aware of such charges, of course. Last night, on arriving in San Francisco, he answered a similar charge made by Jackie Robinson.
Governor Agnew, Jackie Robinson said he couldn't vote for you and Mr. Nixon. He says it's a racist ticket. Do you have any answer to him?
Well, I was very sorry to see that comment because I have the greatest respect for Jackie Robinson. I attended some meetings in New York with some of the governors in Governor Rockefeller's office. I think probably this is more of a reaction than a thoughtful, weighed statement, and I would hope to have a chance to talk with him.
Agnew and the